Good afternoon. It is one bell of the afternoon watch, and this is your Captain Joe. Up in the captain's chair on the magical isle of Vashon for our weekly time together quarters for muster. It is a sad day here on the island, and I will get to that in the binnacle list in just a minute. My greetings today go out to all American citizens. It matters not to me, to your captain, whether or not you were born in this country, as was I, and as were probably most of Captain Joe's people, or whether you were born in some other country and you are now what is called a naturalized citizen. And the reason that I send those greetings out to all American citizens today is that in a little while, 1500, 3 o'clock in the Pacific time zone, and 1800, 6 p.m. on the Eastern time zone, we're going to listen to the Commander-in-Chief, the President, deliver the State of the Union speech. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that in a minute after the binnacle list, because I have a couple of reflections on that subject. It should be no secret to any of Captain Joe's people, especially those of you who have sailed with me, to know that I have a feeling and conviction about almost everything. And in particular, do I today, because this is one of those times in our national history when we take a look at ourselves and we reflect. The binnacle list today is a particularly sad one, not only for your captain, but for the entire island. Two of the ladies who were in the California avalanche, that group of six that were in a particular group of people that had been together for many, many adventures. Two of them were sisters, and two of them belonged to a very highly respected and regarded island family. I have worked with both of the patriarch and the matriarch of that family. And at the same time, I can hardly imagine the pain that must come when, first of all, you lose a child, and secondly, in this case, two of them, two sisters. So all of our energy that comes from Captain Joe's people directed to people on the binnacle list are directed in particular this afternoon to Ted and Vicky. At the same time, there are some of Captain Joe's people who are on the binnacle list in a very serious way. I just got a signal this morning from the Coast Guard channel that Mary, of the same name as my own Mary, is now firmly attached to the binnacle list. At the same time, and along with that, is Kevin, who had a knee replacement, and I do not use the term headed south because for me, heading south means headed to Antarctica, and Antarctica is one of the great places in my life. So headed off course, that's what we're going to say. So to Mary and to Kevin, and to the family for whom I gave a respite tour out at Point Robinson last week, and who have a child in hospice. All of you, and let's see, looking at my notes here, I see also that I need to include my son-in-law, one of my sons-in-law. I need to include my shipmate, Josh. And I also include all of Captain Joe's people who are on the binnacle list that are known only to me. Let couriers go forth to the farthest provinces proclaiming the news that each one of those who is on the binnacle list is also in the palm of my hand. And the concentrated best wishes of all of us, wishes, hopes, and would be my command if I could command in something like that, that they will soon return to full duty for the family member who is on hospice, if it be time for the crossing of the bar, may it be a soft and gentle one. Know that I am thinking about each of you individually, all of you collectively. The Constitution, our Constitution, the basic body on which all other laws in this great land that I continue to serve after over 70 years, requires that the president report from time to time to the Congress and thus to the people. The language of the Constitution, it is in Article 2, Section 3. The language of the Constitution, and I read it today before I came to the broadcast, does not stipulate the definition of the term from time to time. It does not allow the president to delegate this to anyone else. It only has a one sentence, and it says that the president from time to time shall report on the state of the union to the Congress. Over the years, a couple of refinements and customs have grown up around that. One of them is that when it is possible and practicable that the State of the Union is delivered to the Congress in the House of Representatives. This evening, if you are watching it on television, you will see that both the Speaker of the House and the President of the Senate, who is also the Vice President, are sitting together in communal harmony, because they are both of the same political party and the same political party as the president, the commander-in-chief. And not only is it in the House of Representatives, but another custom that seems to have grown up around it, which, were I the speaker, I would not allow. And that is that whenever the political party that hears something, whichever one of the political parties that hears something to which they adhere, they jump up, what is called at the service academies a spring butt. They all become spring butts, and they jump up. and they make all kinds of raucous noise of approval. This year, I received a message not directed to me personally, but just came along with advertisements for coffee makers and a few other things. A signal from Senator Murray, who is one of the two senators who represents the state in which I now live. Senator Murray tells me that she is not going to attend the State of the Union address, that instead she is going to have her own meeting. I then realized that there were and are a number of members of the House of Representatives and probably some other senators besides Senator Murray who have decided not to attend the State of the Union. I find this to be objectionable. The Constitution does not say that attendance is required. And in fact, the State of the Union has been delivered during World War II. Franklin Roosevelt delivered at least one from, I believe, his quarters in the White House. He, of course, was not able to walk on his own. And so I know that there's been several times when the State of the Union was not addressed, was not delivered in the House of Representatives. And I find it to be not in keeping with the intent of that one sentence section in the Constitution that requires the president to deliver this report. It would be my wish and my desire and would be my command if I were the Speaker of the House to send out a formal letter to each one of the 434 other members of the House. I don't know how many vacancies there are. I know that there are a few. But to each one of the properly seated members. And it would say something like, "Dear fellow representative, you are to appear. You are to take your seat in your assigned seat in the chamber of the House of Representatives. You are to remain seated during the delivery of the president's address, regardless of either your enthusiasm or your disdain for whatever he has to say. You are there as the representative of the 750,000 approximately citizens of this great land that you represent. It is not to you to decide not to attend. Yours sincerely," and then signed by the Speaker. A parenthetical insertion here, the Speaker right now is Speaker Johnson. He is no Henry Clay. He is no Sam Rayburn. Close parenthesis. If I were the president of the Senate, the vice president, I would send a similar letter out to each senator, all 100 of them. And I would say essentially the same thing. It is your privilege to have been elected to represent the people of your state. Therefore, you will be in the seat which has been assigned to you, because, of course, this is not going to be in the Senate chamber, going to be in the House of Representatives. You will remain in your seat. You will not springbutt up at things that you hear, either of which you approve or of which you disapprove. It is our privilege as senators to represent the people that we have been elected to serve. And it is our obligation under the Constitution to receive, with respect and dignity, the report that the president is required to give to us by the Constitution. Yours sincerely, and then whoever the name of whoever is the vice president, who is also the president of the Senate. And everyone would be there. This idea that we have that it is all right. Oh, I would say also that probably not everybody would follow those commands. But at least the Speaker and the President of the Senate would have made their point. The further point that I would hope they would make is that there not be any floor demonstrations, there not be any signs being held up. In other words, this is solemn business. Now, I don't care what my or your political affiliations are. You all know, as Captain Joe's people, you all know that I choose not to get into politics with one exception, and that is that occasionally I will talk about island politics. But I don't talk about politics, and the reason that I don't is that I am Captain Joe for all of you. Regardless of where you are in the political spectrum, as far left as you're dropping off the planet, or as far right and you're dropping off the planet, or somewhere in the middle, you are Captain Joe's people. If you are in the military or have been in the military, we all swore exactly the same oath. And regardless of your feelings about the incumbent commander-in-chief or any commander-in-chief that we've ever had before or ones that we'll have in the future, I would stand to attention when he came into any space that I happen to be occupying. I would expect to see all of the military members also rise, because he is their and my and your commander-in-chief. I would not expect to see members of either House rise, nor members of the judiciary rise, and that's because they are co-equal with the executive as embodied in the duly elected commander-in-chief. I'd like to see and hear that address delivered nonstop. No stops for applause, no stops for spring butts, no stops for demonstration, no stops for anything. Just carry on to the end. Let us have that report. And then after that, whatever people want to analyze, as they will do to exhaustion, that's okay with me. But they do it outside of the chambers of the House of Representatives. And that is what I have to say about all of that. Last weekend, I had a lovely weekend with my oldest daughter, Laurie. And it was in particular treasured because by this time, I had the news of the two sisters that had been lost in that avalanche. We talked a lot about many different things. The time has come, the walrus said, to speak of many things. Sailing ships and sealing wax and cabbages and kings. From Lewis Carroll. Well, we did talk about sailing ships, and I tried with a notable lack of success to have Laurie return back to Portland. She lives not very far from Portland International Airline, code PDX, with some things that she wanted from Captain's Quarters and I was willing to let go. She's not ready yet to accept any of those things. We did come to agreement on a couple of treasures, and I said, I'm not ready, cannot let those go until I actually cross the bar. And in fact, that is the agreement to which we came. That on the day that the flag folding ceremony takes place over the box which I happen then to be, in which I happen then to be residing. This, by the way, parenthetical insertion here, this, by the way, is not the talk. That's a long way off. And Laurie and I came to that conclusion. So she took with her a pound of coffee to be ground, some healthy dog treats from my friend Megan in Traverse City, Michigan, a Ducks t-shirt that had been sent to me by a graduate of the University of Oregon in Eugene, and to which I am not entitled because I am not a graduate of the University of Oregon in Eugene, and therefore I am not a Duck. And the commitment to take for sure, for certain, these things to which we agreed and which I am not ready to let go. I tell you this now because I really got to get serious about this, not because I'm ready to have the talk with each one of you or all of you collectively, because I'm not, and because we're not there, but because statistically, at the rate that I am sending things on to other people, parenthetical insertion here, the best I've been able to do so far is a collection of books that I sent to a young and prospective sailor on subjects that he and I are interested together. 6 or 7 books. That's how far I've gotten. So at that rate, and statistically, I'm not going to have much done by the time I actually cross the bar. So, all of this is to say that time with my children, with my grandchildren, with friends of family rank, all the people that I went to see with, that I get to see still, these remain and evermore are the treasures of my life. And I hope that they are the treasures of yours, that if you have people that you feel like you need to recontact with, as our Maori friends say, now is the hour. I was wanting to get an espresso machine. I bought one 2, 3, 4 years ago, and it has turned out to be a dismal failure. It does not perform the function for which it was designed and which it promised. And so I have been on the lookout. I have lookouts posted as far forward in the eyes of the ship as is practicable to be looking for the espresso machine that's going to do the job. An advert came to me from a division, I think it's a division of Amazon, and it said that there was a Ninja refurbished machine. It had a photograph of this thing. It looked very impressive. And because it was refurbished and yet had a full warranty, it was significantly less in cost. Now you say, well, Captain Joe, you have demonstrated in the as recently as probably last week that you are not all that concerned about that, and you'll be absolutely right. That's why I fly in the front of the machine when I fly an aircraft. So, but anyway, there was a significant difference between the same machine brand new and this one in the refurbished condition, and so I ordered one. It appeared on my front porch yesterday. It weighs about 50 pounds. I have now gotten it out of the box. And the instruction manual that came with it shows all of the parts to it, and it looks to me like it has about 40 parts. I will report next week on two things. First of all, whether or not I can get it put together at all. And secondly, having done that, I'm sure that I will eventually. It may take a little bit of backing and filling. How well it works. But it is called a Ninja, and I bought it as a Ninja because I also own a couple of other pieces of Ninja equipment, and they all work pretty well. From the G Captain. I really like G Captain a lot, and I go to it frequently every day. In fact, I read it. And this one has to do with the offering to the Greenland government. Actually, it was more than just an offer of one of the hospital ships. And the idea from the Department of Defense and from the Commander-in-Chief was that this would be offered to them so that it would help in improving the health of the population of Greenland. Well, those ungrateful Inuits have come back. Not all of them are Inuits, of course. They have come back, and they have said, thank you very much for the offer, but we notice that both of those ships are in the shipyard, and therefore they're not going to be coming out anyway. And secondly, we have a great health system here in Denmark and Greenland. It is free to all of our citizens, all of our citizens. And therefore, we are not going to accept your offer. Please do not even try to get them out of the shipyard in time to have them come. I spent a little bit more time on the whole subject of the State of the Union than I intended, so I only have 1 minute left before I have to shut this, before I have to secure this. And I want to quickly point out that the captain, you remember last week we talked about the collision between the Arleigh Burke destroyer Truxton and the replenishment ship Supply. And now it comes out that Truxton's captain has been relieved. I point out here that I'm very familiar with the whole underway replenishment operation. I've done over 60 of them on the gun line in Vietnam. And I know exactly the physics of it and the dangers and risks that go with it. What I do also point out is that this is not the place when you're doing it for real. I'll probably have more to say on this because I think this is a story which is going to continue to open out. I have to move along here because nowadays I don't get to leak over. So this is your Captain Joe. As always, I am on station and watching properly, and reluctantly do I do it this quickly.